Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and Grand Rising. I hope you guys are doing well today. I am Brittany Daniel, your host. If you guys are new, welcome to the Morning Motivation. If this is your first time watching, in the comments, excuse me, let me know where you are from, and I'm going to do the morning shout outs in just a second. But we are continuing our conversation on 9 things successful people do differently. This channel, this live stream is all about how to help you live your best life each and every day in any way that you find rewarding and fulfilling, no matter what. So hope you guys are doing great. Happy April. Happy 5th of April. I can't believe it's April, you guys. Summer's almost here. I'm super excited about summer, but I'm going to go ahead and do the morning prayer. If you are not religious or spiritual, totally fine. If you have a different religious belief or background, you are still welcome here. So I hope I can pray for you anyway, and I hope that's okay. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to come together and learn from each other. I pray that everybody gets a little dose of wisdom. Everybody feels a little bit better about exactly what they want to do. And we're pointed in the direction to live and walk in your purpose. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I know what's going on with my hair. Ooh, don't want to flash y'all either. I hope you guys are doing well today. I'm still a little under the weather. I don't know why I can't shake like the end of the cold, but it's almost gone. So hopefully sooner than later, but let's see. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Chador. Good morning, Sheamber. Good morning, Alicia. Good morning, Deshandra. Good morning, Felicia. Charlene. Patrice, Grand Rising Queen. Good morning, Rashida. All right, y'all. So we are going to dive back into this book, 9 Things Successful People Do Differently. Yesterday, episode 66, we talked about getting specific with what we want and getting clear. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Lakeisha. Good morning, Chels. And today we are going to talk about seizing the moments to act on our goals. Some of you all have asked me about procrastination. Some of you all have asked me about getting over things when you don't feel like it. I think that that's like the biggest thing, because some of us are juggling multiple jobs, different streams of income. You have your family and you're trying to work and you're trying to figure it all out, or you're in the midst of figuring things out for yourself. And at times, I don't know if about you guys, but for me, it can get overwhelming in moments. It can be like, I have so much going on. I have this to do, this to do, this to do, this to do. Even with my to-do list, even staying on track, sometimes you don't feel like doing anything, right? So how can we combat that? How can we be as productive as possible and get things done exactly the way we need to in order to get closer to accomplishing our goals and our dreams? So the second chapter in this little book, I love this. I think, I told you guys yesterday, I think I found this in the airport. It's from the Harvard Business Review Press. And it's just a little pocketbook. It's not big whatsoever. I think I found this in the airport. It was like $10 at the time. And it just keeps you on top of your game when it talks about productivity. And it's more realistic than a lot of self-help books that I've read. Most of them are about mindset. And this one gives you actual tools to get you through your day. So I hope you guys have a pen and paper out. This is the book that I will be giving away this Friday, bringing back the book giveaway. So if you guys want to enter the book giveaway, then all you have to do is follow me on Instagram, and the link is in the bio on how to enter the giveaway. So I'll be picking another winner this Friday, and you will get your very own. It's a very simple read. It takes no time at all, and you get straight to the point. You get straight to the nuggets. There's no stories. There's no long, drawn-out explanations. It's boom, boom, boom. Good morning, Clay. How are you? Okay, so it says, seize the moment and act on your goals. Now, let me head on to my notes because I love to paraphrase and just get to it. So it says, seize the moment and act on your goals. So anytime that you have an idea, one thing I learned from Russell Simmons a long time ago in his book, Do You, Anytime that I have an idea, either for a video, I know some of you guys are content creators, some of you guys are starting your own business, have books. I know she, Amber, has her own podcast, and she also, I'm glad I remember this, she also has prayer service or prayer sessions this week. So you guys, make sure you guys check out she, Amber. She's doing prayer sessions every day. She, Amber, let them know in the comments the details. But when you have an idea like that or you have a goal, I love using my notes in my phone. And so I have so many notes of like video ideas I'll put in there. Or if there's something I need to do, I use this for a to-do list, shopping list. I use my notes in my phone religiously. And it's very important that when you get an idea, when you get a strike of genius, because you never know when God is going to plant that seed in you. You never know when God is going to bless you with that nugget. Some people get them in the middle of the night. Some people get these ideas, thoughts. Maybe it's a conversation that you're having with somebody, but it's very important to write them down, because if you're anything like me, if I don't write it down, I won't remember. Okay. I will forget. I have a planner. I have my phone. If it's an appointment, I put it in my phone. And I also set reminders. That's another way to stay on task. And there's a little tip for you to stay on task, and you'll never miss an appointment. You'll never miss a meeting, is to set the appointment in your phone. And then there's an option to set two reminders. So maybe I'll do one. If it's an appointment coming up, I'll have a reminder for the day before, and then a few hours before. If it's a meeting coming up, I'll have a reminder for that day and another reminder about 15 minutes before the appointment. That way I'm always on time. I never forget anything. And when I don't do that, things slip through the cracks. So if you're having a hard time remembering things, staying on top of tasks, I really challenge you to either put it on paper or use your phone or use your digital planner to make sure that you stay on top of your tasks, because we are adults, y'all. Nothing is worse. I'm not trying to offend anybody in here. I'm really not. But the excuse of I'm always late or I always forget, that's just something that people use as a crutch to basically just give themselves an excuse of why they have bad time management habits. And I know a lot of people are like that. Oh, I'm always late, or, you know, I'm always, you know. One thing I want to say this, and I know I'm kind of getting off subject. One thing, it's very rude, especially if you have people who are always on time, or if you have people who time is very valuable to me, right? So if you have friends, or if you have business partners, or you're trying to network and do business, When you don't know how to manage your time properly, it shows people that you're unreliable. It gives them less confidence in you. So if you have a time management issue, I really challenge you to work on that. I really challenge you to set some systems in place for yourself so that you are on time, you do remember, and you don't allow yourself to make that excuse. They say that habits are formed by what we tell ourselves, the stories we tell ourselves. So when you hear people say, you know, I always eat like this, or I'm a smoker, whatever their narrative is, you're going to believe whatever narrative you tell yourself. So if you tell yourself, well, I'm always late, you're always going to be late. If you tell yourself, I always miss flights, you're always going to miss flights. When we have so much technology, in our hands, that none of us should be too late. You know, sometimes I'll start the show a few seconds late because I'm doing a few things, but 9 times out of 10, I try to start the show on time, and I have several reminders in my phone, one 10 minutes prior, one an hour prior, and it's in my calendar. So I make sure that I'm alert, I'm up. I've never overslept for a show, and that's how I stay on top of it, using my phone, using my calendar, and using my notes and things like that. So that's a tip for you all, for the ones who are always late, because I know there's some folks out there, and it's not a horrible thing, but I would hate for you to miss opportunities, or hate for somebody not to take you serious, just because of that one little thing that can just be adjusted. You know, and nobody's perfect. You're going to have your days where things are going to happen. However, habits, you know, you don't want to make things a habit. That shouldn't be a habit. I really think that that's a really bad habit to have, because then you waste time, you spend more money, you're rushing, so you're wasting more gas. There's a whole domino effect that happens when we're not on time and we're not, you know, actioning things the way we're supposed to. But the book says, seize
and act on your goals. It says, given how most of us are and how many goals we are juggling at once, it's not surprising that we routinely miss opportunities to act on our goals because we simply fail to notice them. Did you really have no time to work out today? No chance at any point to return that phone call? Achieving your goals means grabbing hold of these opportunities before they slip through your fingers. And I don't mean to offend anybody, Patrice, but I really think it's telling that as we get older, right, and as we want to achieve and want to pursue our goals, especially if you're in business, especially if you are in a sector like when people really, as you get older, right, and as you especially earn more money, people that are high earners take their time very, very seriously because it's the one asset that you cannot buy back. I can't, if I were to meet you for drinks or meet you for dinner and I made you wait for me for 30 minutes, that's 30 minutes that you could have been doing something else. And I think that people sometimes don't think about other people when they allow themselves to make that excuse, or they're just saying, oh, that's who I am. It's because they're being selfish and they're not thinking about how that could affect other people. I hate when people have to wait on me because I don't like waiting on other people because I could have been doing something else with my time. So the more money you make, and not to say that money has everything to do with it. There are people that make money that are late as well. But when you start networking and when you start having business partners and business meetings, and maybe you have clients or you want to start a business, being on time is crucial. You don't want to show up late to a serious business meeting, or you don't want to show up late to maybe your kids' teacher parent conference. Like, it's going to end at the time it's going to end. They're not going to wait on you to get there and go, you know, and be late 30 minutes or an hour or whatever the case may be. Especially ladies, if you're dating men, you don't want him waiting forever. Okay. I know we take a little bit more time, but we still need to value each other's time because it's the one thing that you cannot buy. And when people realize that you cannot buy time and time is going to pass us no matter what, I think we take it a little more seriously. Good morning, LA. I can't believe you're up this early. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. But how can we seize those moments and act on our goals? You know, when we have things that we're supposed to do, do we write them down? Let me know. Let me know. Do we write them down? Do you set reminders? Do you, or are you a person that can just, everybody's not the same. Let's just say that. Sorry, y'all. When I was a waitress, I really tried to be one of those waitresses that like, oh, I'll just remember. And every time I would forget something. So who are you? You know, sometimes we tend to try to do things like other people. And we try to manage our lives like this person or this person. Some people are good with juggling and some people have to do one thing at a time. I'm more productive. My brain functions better if I do one thing at a time, taking my time. I'm not great with a whole bunch of last minute things. I'm not really good at spontaneity when I have my day planned. And it used to drive my honey crazy because he's a very like in the moment type of person. And I'm a planner. Like, I have my day planned the day before, sometimes the week before. So if you want me to come to an event, if you want me to come to something, let me know ahead of time. Because if you tell me the day of, I'm probably not going to do it because I already know what I'm going to do that day. So how are you guys? Are you guys a planner? Are you guys, you know, just spontaneous and you're going to take life as it comes? And I will say, according to this book, is a study show that the kind of planning, and I'll get into this, what it says. Okay, let's just go into this and I'll tell you what it says. It says, seize the moment and decide when and where you will take each action in advance. It says, seize the moment and decide when and where you will take each action you want to take in advance. So again, be specific as possible. If it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'll work out 30 minutes before work. It's saying get specific. Don't just say, well, I'm going to work out this week. When are you going to work out? At what time you're going to work out? When you have those definite times and those definite plans, it says that you are It says studies show that this kind of planning will help your brain to detect and seize opportunities when they arise, and it increases your chance of success by 300%. Y'all, I'm all about numbers and all about percentages, okay? So when you set it on my planner, girls, if you are the type of person who plans in advance and says, hey, I'm going to do this at this time, you are 300% more likely to be successful in completing that task than somebody that just says, I'm going to just do this today, or I'm going to do that this week. And I notice it for me in my own life that I have a tendency, like when I say, when I'm willy-nilly with the plan, when I'm like, oh, I'll do this, then it 9 times out of 10 never happens, or it'll happen a little bit. But when I write it down, I make it plain, or I set times, or I'll set a to-do list, is when I action things a lot more. So let's see. She Amber says, I'm a huge planner. Kay says, I'm a planner. I love this. Yes, I'm just getting up and doing. I don't set reminders. See, reminders help, y'all. It's so simple. So let me see if I can show you guys something. So right here on the calendar, right, it says morning motivation. I have my therapy. So this is like my weekly thing. Like I can go and all of my important things are here, and they're also written in my planner. So for my morning motivation, right, I have my 5 a.m. and then there's a little alert that says 5 minutes before. And I have another one. I don't know. It says 5 minutes. I have another one that says normally 10 minutes. 10 minutes before. But anyways, you can set reminders. So you can set an alert and you can push one, and then you can go into edit, and then you can set a second alert. I don't know. You guys can't see it, but in your phones, if you guys have iPhones, there's an alert and then there's a second alert, and it doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter which one you do first. Like I can set the second alert from up to a week before, 2 days before, a day before, 2 hours before, an hour before, 30, 15, 10, 5 minutes, and at the time of. And what I love about this too is, say if you have an appointment and you put in your appointment, right, and you put the address into your appointments, it will tell you how long it's going to take you to drive. So your phone will actually alert you on how much, you know, when you have to leave the house in order to get to your appointment on time. Love this. You guys, we got to take advantage of technology while we got it, okay? But I love that. So Valerie says, I'm a planner. Yes, to all my planners out there. Lucianana says, I be trying to plan. I just don't go hard over my calendar. No, it's okay. Like there's no specific way you have to do it as long as it's done, right? So again, I use my phone a lot. I actually have a physical planner as well. I want to switch over to digital, planning to get an iPad, don't know when, but I really want to get into digital planning. But this helps me stay on top of things for my therapy session, right? It's the same each and every week. So you can also do that too, is if you have something that's weekly, you have class sessions or whatever, you can schedule it one time and make it in the settings to where it's already there automatically. So you don't have to keep going back each and every week or each and every day to put it in your phone. So try to use these little tools if you guys have time management skills and whatever you want to do to stay on top of your task and your things. So you're 300% more likely to be more successful in what it is that you want to do. Anaya says, I need to plan, but I usually don't set times for each item. I'll start doing that. It really helps. It really helps, especially if you have a hectic day. Like sometimes I'll be in the middle of doing something and I would have forgot if my phone didn't alert me, hey, you have 30 minutes before you have to do this, or you have 15 minutes before your next meeting. Or if it's an appointment the day before, my phone will go off and say, hey, you have an appointment at this time. And the day of, it'll go off again. And it really helps me stay on track, you guys. I really hardly forget any appointments, anything. The only time I forget is if it's not in my phone. Let's see. Renee says, I have to use a planner. Patrice says, I have to use a planner. It really does help, you guys. I promise. That's what I'm struggling with, time and planning. Felicia says, I'm a planner. I have a notebook full of plans. I love that. Planning helps me get motivated and execute the plan. She Amber says, oop, what's the app? It's on your phone. It's just the calendar. It's just a little calendar. I don't know how you have your phone set up. This is kind of how mine is set up, hodgepodge of stuff. but my calendar just sits right here. So sometimes even the night before, I'll go into my calendar and says, hey, what's going on today? Like this on April 1st, I had all of these things on here. And you guys notice that if you guys sign up for anything, or if you guys, say if you buy tickets to a concert, say if you are on Eventbrite and you have an event, your tickets will go to your phone. If you click, yeah, like it'll say, do you want to sync this with your Google Calendar? And I always say yes. And you can sync multiple calendars. I know I'm going into like a how to plan thing. Maybe I'll do a whole video about this. Let me know if this is something you guys are interested in. I get really excited about planning. I'm a Virgo. But like I have tickets. Like say if I'll go on Eventbrite and I buy a ticket for something, the ticket will go in here. If I buy tickets for a sporting event or a concert, the tickets go straight to my phone. Sometimes if you guys set up appointments with me to get coaching and things like that, those reminders and alerts go straight to my phone. So I don't even have to go back and look. It'll already be automatically in here. And then another thing that I love about this, it gives you all of the cool dates. If it tells you when certain holidays are, you can set birthday reminders where you can put it in a setting in your phone and on your Google Calendar that people's birthdays will pop up each and every year. So you don't forget, because I'm horrible with birthdays. That's one thing. If I don't write it down, or if you're not in like my immediate family, even my best friends, like sometimes I forget their birthdays. I'm just really bad at birthdays. But this is a way that you do not forget anything. That's one thing I'm working on getting better at, is making sure that I'm on time for people's birthdays, because that's the thing I tend to forget the most. Okay, you guys want that video? I love that. Thank you. I have a weekly to-do, but I mainly use my iPad. Whatever works best for you, whatever works best for you is the way that you should definitely plan. Clay says, I am a planner. Yes. Hey, everyone, I am a planner as well, especially during the week. Although the weekends, I'm really spontaneous. Same for now. Like on the weekends, unless it's like a birthday party or something, I don't got nothing planned for the weekends. Like unless I'm linking up with my friends, the weekends are free and spontaneous. I do love that. So I do leave room for spontaneity because I don't want to be too rigid. Life shouldn't be too, you know, in my personal opinion. But I love planning. It just helps me stay. What they say is, if you try to keep too much in your brain, it's hard to remember. It's hard to juggle. And then you have like brain fog because you're trying to remember too much. But as soon as you do a brain dump, you put it somewhere, you put pen to paper, you put it in your planner, then it's out of your mind and you don't have to worry about it. And then it frees up more mental space to do other things. That's another reason why I love planning and I love to put it on paper. I plan a lot and it definitely works, y'all. I sell planners also. Okay, go ahead, Chels. Y'all, Chels, put your link where you sell planners. You guys check out Chels's planners. Hello. Same, I use a planner on my phone for appointments and etc. Patrice says, so the calendar will tell you when you need to leave? Yes, it will. So what you have to do is when you're setting a reminder. So if I go in there and I make a new event, you guys can't really see it. This little piece right here says location or video call. Like you can put the link on where the actual event is and it'll pop up a calendar a map. And it'll show you in your Google Maps how long it'll take you to get there. And if you set an alert to remind you, it will remind you or tell you how long it will take you to get there. Y'all, it's clutch. Okay. And I use it so much. I didn't even think about that being a tool, but yes, I have to weekly to-do list and I mainly use my iPad. I cannot wait to get an iPad, y'all. Yes, please. I would love that video. Cool. Virgo. You know, I definitely think that planning is definitely a Virgo thing for sure. We are extreme planners. Oh yeah, I want to go digital and my book, so I actually can't ever have an excuse. That is very true, y'all. We are grown. We are grown. Planning is so much fun. I do too. If you're a nerd like me, I love to plan. Color code your calendar, work, self, errands, bills, social life. I love that. Yeah, and you can put bills, bill alerts, all type of alerts in your phone so that you never forget. You guys, it's 2022. We have no excuses for not getting getting things done. Okay, perfect. Cool. Okay, we'll do that. Okay, so it says, let's go down to the next tip. So it says find ways, the next tip is to find ways to deal with distractions. So we already talked about seizing the moment to act on our goals, right? So when we think about something, we're going to jot it down, write it down in our notes or in a little way to get it out of our heads, right? The second thing is to plan it out. That's how we can seize and act on our goals. And especially, I will say this before we move on to the second tip is if you're horrible with staying on tasks, you can really set everything in your phone as like, I'm going to do this at 1 o'clock. You can set an alarm and it'll go off. I'm going to do this at 3 o'clock, set an alarm, it'll go off. So your phone can really, you can just do your things all day and your phone can be like, oh, it's time for this. And you'd be like, okay, next task, boom, boom, boom. It's time for this. If you really want to be like on auto, it just really depends on how far you want to take the planning. If you want your life really regimented hour by hour, then you can do that as well. I'm not that way. I think that's a little too much for me, but hey, it might work for some folks. But your phone and your calendar and your planner will help you stay on task. But the second one is find ways to deal with distractions. Okay, so one thing that I've decided to do, because I noticed that every time I would do a task, I would always have like my phone on watching YouTube or listening to music or something else always had to go on for me to get my work done. But knowing myself, I focus in silence. I was never a good person that could study with music unless it was like ambiance music, like a jazz cafe type of style or maybe in Starbucks or something. But I was never good at being a person who could have a lot going on. And I would always just try to do it anyway and end up getting distracted. So figure out who you are. What type of person are you? How distracted can you get? You know, especially if the video is good, I'm going to watch the video. I'm not really good at that. Or if somebody calls you, are you somebody who is going to answer the phone in the middle of the task? One thing that you can do to stay on task and to stay focused is your phone has a focus mode. And these are, sorry to all my Android users, I don't know the neat little things that you guys can do with your phones, but for iPhone users, that there's a focus setting. You can put your phone on do not disturb. I know me and some of my friends do that when we have certain work hours, or if we want to focus for a certain period of time, I will put my phone on silent. I will put my phone on do not disturb. It does kind of prompt me to reach for my phone a little bit more to make sure I didn't miss anything, because you know, you can set it to how you want to be alerted if you want your phone to vibrate and stuff, but my phone goes completely silent. But if you're, say, if you have kids or you have a job and you don't really want to do that, you can put a setting where your emergency contacts can override do not disturb, or some people can override do not disturb. So if you have a child and you're like, hey, I can't put my phone on do not disturb because I need to make sure that they're okay at all times, that is something that you can do. You can put their settings to override your do not disturb if they call. but when we have to find out ways to cut out distractions, you guys, our phones are the biggest distraction. I don't know how these kids are in school with their phones. Me and my honey volunteer at a school each and every week, and they're constantly on their phones. And it was funny because when I was mentoring, a young lady was like, I never have time. I don't come to school because I'm tired. I never have time. And so what I had them do was go in their phones. iPhone users, I challenge everybody to do this at least once a month. You can go in your settings and then down, you can go and find screen time. I always put it at the top. I normally don't scroll. I just put it right here, screen time. And you can click on that and you can see how much time that you've been spending on your phone. And right now it says that I'm 51% down from last week. So, and this is another thing that you guys can do. You can look at your screen time and see where you're spending a lot of your time. Okay. And then you can limit your apps. So for Instagram, I have a 15-minute timer. So if I'm on Instagram, and I think I want to set it to 10, if I'm on Instagram for 10 to 15 minutes, it'll close out the app and say, hey, do you want more time? And there's other apps that will completely take, I don't know the app. If you guys know the app names, put them down. Put them down in the comments. But there's an app where at certain times, they'll completely take like Instagram, social media off of your phone. So you cannot get to it in between certain times. And there's other ones where I know, like, if people want to drunk text somebody, they have to do like a math problem, or there's so many crazy little apps out there. But the use your phone as a tool to help you stay on task, to help you stay, you know, to cut and eliminate distractions, because this is our biggest one, you guys. And then if we work in a workplace environment, you know, socializing a little too much chatter and all those things can like really eat up at our time. It says, we want to be focused with laser precision on critical tasks and make the best and most efficient use of our time. It says, instead, we get distracted by our coworkers, lost in our inboxes, and too absorbed by unimportant aspects of a single project when we'd be better off turning our attention to other things. Wanting to be more productive isn't enough. So we can't just say that we want to be productive, okay? To actually make more productive, to be more productive, you need to find ways to deal effectively with distractions, interruptions, and then, in fact, there is way too much on our plate. Like some of us, you know, like I just said, we get distracted by social media and our phones. We can get distracted by coworkers if you work in an office space. And then again, what the book is saying is we have way too many things going on. Some things I do in my coaching is clarity coaching. When some of us want to do so much. And remember we said yesterday, yes, we all have the same 24 hours, but we do not have the same 24 hours as Beyonce. Some people have teams. Sometimes it's best to delegate. If you have extra money, it's good to delegate your household chores, possibly to a house cleaner and housekeeper. And a lot of these things aren't that expensive. I think that a lot of times our limiting beliefs can stop us from outsourcing things that we need help with when they're not that expensive, right? So you can outsource your housekeeping tasks. That's something that I really want to do in the months coming up, because that's something that takes up a lot of my time and I'm over that part, okay? Sometimes we can delegate. You can have a virtual assistant if you have the funds to do that, to get little minute things done around your house. An organizer. Sometimes a dog walker, things that keep you more efficient and get you your time back, because time is the most valuable thing that we have. So we want to eliminate distractions and clean up our plates. When I give myself a to-do list, I don't really put too much on the to-do list because I don't want to overwhelm myself. I want to feel like I accomplish things. I do like about top 3, top 5 things a day. Now, there are days where I have a longer list than others, especially if the tasks are really short, but you have to mind you. You know you. You are your self-manager. Nobody knows you like you. And it's very important to be very honest with ourselves and who we are. If you know that you get overwhelmed by having too much going on to where you shut down and don't do anything, then don't harm yourself, or don't go against yourself by continuing to do things that don't work in your favor, right? If you know that, hey, I'm a person who I can only handle a few things at a time, that is okay. It's okay to be like, you know what? I only do 3 things a day, or I only do 5 things a day, or I only, you know, check my email at this time. I only get on social media at this time, because you know yourself. And when you know yourself, man, you become more productive. You become more self-aware and be honest with yourself. Then you become your own best friend, and you're looking out for yourself way more than you're harming yourself. Because if we're not, like in college, I was not a crammer. I needed time to study, but I would constantly go against myself and not study and do things at the last minute and wonder why my grades weren't up to par. Wonder why my GPA at the end of college was just because I wasn't self-aware enough to say, hey, Britt, you need to study weeks before. You can't just read something once. You need to read, reread, comprehend, think about it. I'm a person that has to take in information very slowly. You can't water hose me with a whole lot. I have to like, okay, this makes sense. This has to, like, things have to make sense. Like, even my honey sometimes gets up, like, I get on his nerves because he's like, you ask so many questions. And I'm like, hey, questions are me, because if something doesn't make sense, I have to continue to ask questions until it clicks. 1 + 1 gotta equal 2. If the math don't math, I'm gonna continue to ask questions until it makes sense to me. So make sure that you understand who you are, you know who you are. That way, when you're planning and you're executing and you're setting your goals and setting your to-do list, that it works for you and not against you. If you are in school or if you're studying for a certification or certificate or something like that, if you know that you're not a crammer, that you need time to study, then give yourself that allotted time. Plan it out. Plan out everything. I say plan out date night. Plan out time to spend with friends. Plan out time to spend with the babies. Plan out time with family. I love doing that. So hope that definitely helps. I hope that helps. Let's see. It says, I am a huge nerd. I'm going to show you my planner after this live. I love it. Yes, block planning changed my life. If you haven't heard of it, look it up. Yes, I love that. And that's that time blocking we were talking about. Love that, Patrice. Brittany, research the minute iPad 6 and see how you like it. And the 64 gig, they also have a 128 gig, but I think you would be good with the 64 because you can delete stuff you need. You know what, Renee? When I was researching, I think I need like 128 gig or maybe even more because I do business and other things on my phone and all my stuff. So I think I'm gonna need some more gigs for the iPad. Sleep mode and do not disturb is the best. Absolutely. And my phone at night goes on do not disturb. So when I'm sleeping, I'll see it in the morning. I always use screen time, and also my phone goes on sleep mode and do not disturb around 8 p.m. because at night I have the tendency to do homework and I really get things done, and I cannot have distractions. I love that, Clay. Same. At a certain time, my phone, there's like bedtimes, you guys. If you want your phone to have you go to sleep or remind you to go to sleep at a certain time and have you wake up at a certain time, there's so many cool features. You guys go play around with those if you're not aware. But yes, I have a sleep mode on my phone. So at about, I think 9:30, 10 o'clock, my phone goes on do not disturb. If somebody calls me, if somebody texts me, I'll get it in the morning. And we have to stop thinking that we're going to miss something, you know, even if it's bad news. And I hate to say that you getting it at night versus getting in the news in the morning is not going to be too much of a difference. But like I said, that you can set people as emergency contacts to where their phones and their calls will go through no matter what. So you do have features to override that. Clay also says, and I do not get on social media unless it's beneficial. I feel that nowadays, as people, it's natural to compare where you are in life with others. And I have to tell myself that I'm going on my own at my own pace. I love that. Hello. Good afternoon, Suzette. Good morning, Steph. How are you? Yes, people have to. Yes. You guys are awesome. Latoya says, hey, Latoya, I definitely have to go back and listen to this because it's needed. We are talking about time management and all of those things. So we've already talked about the first two tips were to seize the moment, to act on your goals, find ways to deal with distractions. And the next one is decide when and where you'll take specific action to reach your goals. It increases your chances of a success by 30 times. Okay. So like I said, planning, I'm going to fold the laundry at 4 o'clock. I'm going to pick up the kids at five. I'm going to go to the store at 1. I'm going to clean the house at 10. I'm going to do this at this time will increase your chances of succeeding significantly. And it's called If and Then Planning, right? So it says that this is a really powerful way to help you achieve any goal. Well, on it says over hundreds of studies on this. It says everything from diet to exercise to negotiation and time management have shown that deciding in advance when and where you will take specific action to reach your goal. So for example, it says if it's 4 p.m., then I will return any phone calls that I should have returned today. Can double or triple your chances for success. Making an if and when plan to tackle your current projects or to reach your health or relationship goals, it is probably more effective every single time, and you can ensure your success. So always have a, what is it called? A then, or just basically, I will do this at this time. Have a then and will plan. Is that what it's called? if and then. So if it's at this time, I'm going to tackle the rest of these goals. So really getting very specific on exactly when you're going to do these things are going to increase your likelihood of maximizing your goals, getting things done, and getting things off of your plate. It says try the if and then when planning strategy to increase your odds of success. So let me know in the comments, what type of planning hacks, tools, tips do you guys use to stay on top of your tasks, to stay on top of everything that you need to do? I love that we can talk about this. Productivity and execution is super important because we can get so distracted with busy work, right? We can do so many things that don't really put us closer to our goals. You know, even especially when it comes to like things like money, I think that it's very important. Hey, when I get paid, I put this percent in my account no matter what. Making things definite, making rules for yourself, making sure you stick to your rules and you're honoring and you're respecting the boundaries that you have on yourself. And I think this is so important because it's very easy to go against ourselves. It's very easy not to stay on top of tasks and plans. And then what happens is if we don't stay on top of our tasks and plans, we start to lose trust within ourselves. Then we start second guessing ourselves. Then we start looking to others to tell us the right ways to do things versus doing them the way that we said that we were going to do in the first place. And the more often that you execute your goals, you stay on top of tasks, you get things done, you're actually being productive to getting towards your main goals and pursuing your goals, then the more confidence you'll have in yourself. You know, I talk a lot about how I bought my house a year ago. And if it wasn't for me staying on top of my savings goals and staying on top of my credit goals every single month, or doing the things that I wanted to do to ensure that I was at a certain peak every single month, then I wouldn't have achieved it. You know, so it's very, very crucial and very important for us to stay on top of things. So use your digital planners, you guys, use your physical planners, use all these tools that we pay for each and every month. There's so many free apps, and I'm telling y'all, you don't even have to download nothing else. Everything when it comes to time management is already on your iPhone. Sorry to the Android users, I don't know, but I'm sure that there are things on there because Android folks, they wouldn't build a phone without some of the things that the iPhone has. I'm sure that there are things, there are apps and tools and little things that you can do in your phone to help you stay on task. Latoya says, I bought a timer to use to set time for work on stuff. And I'm so sorry that you're late, Latoya, because we just did a whole spill on how you can use your phone to do the exact same thing. And I love that timer hack. So I started doing that by this girl named Lily Like on YouTube. So what she would do is she would say, hey, every night she would keep her house tidy by saying, hey, I'm setting a 30-minute timer and I'm going to do a quick straightening up for 30 minutes each and every night. And it helped her keep her house in order. She didn't have to spend too much time doing a huge cleanup at the end of the week. Setting those timers for yourself, especially in your phone, because you have a timer in your phone, setting timers will definitely help you stay on top of tasks and we're not overdoing something or we didn't underdo something. You know, I love it when it comes to studying. I'm going to study for an hour. I'm going to study for 30 minutes. Set your timer, focus in on your work, take a little break, and then reset it again if that's something that works for you. So you have to know what type of person you are. You have to know what type of levels you need in order to execute at your maximum. What do you need to set in place for yourself in order to achieve your goals? You know you best. So if you're more spontaneous, could using a little of these planning tips that we talked about today, would those help you maximize your day, maximize your life, stay on top of tasks, get things done? And making sure that we're not just doing frivolous tasks, right? Making sure that we're doing things that are super productive and productive to us getting to where we want and us getting our goals and getting to the things that we have. It's called, what is it called? Bites or something like that, like micro bites is to the goal. It's like you have a big goal and then you break it down in action steps and each action step might have many action steps. So figuring out the best way to go about that for you, your schedule, your time. But I'm going to go over the tips again before I head to the comments and before we get out of here today. But the first step is to seize the moment and act on your goals. Okay. So when you have a thought, if you have something that comes to your mind, if God gives you a nugget, use your apps, use your notes to write it down or write it down in your planner, or write it down on a piece of paper or a planner or a book that you're going to keep. It says find ways to deal with distractions. So if you get distracted easily, use the focus tool, use do not disturb, put your phone on silent, know what type of setting you need to be the most productive. You know, if you can't watch YouTube videos and get stuff done, then don't do that to yourself. What ways can you maximize your productivity? If you know that you are a social butterfly, limit the amount of time that you talk to people or when you talk to people at work. If somebody comes to you, hey, give me 5 minutes, let me finish up this project. 9 times out of 10, they will leave you alone. Okay. Third is decide when and where you're going to take specific actions to reach your goals. This increases your success by 30% and making sure that we have action steps and action plans for our goals and tasks increases our likelihood of success by 300%. Okay. So we want to make sure that we do that. So decide when and where you'll take specific action on your time. I'm going to fold the laundry at 4 o'clock on Mondays. I'm going to make sure that my therapy appointment is this time every single week. It says try the if and when planning strategy to increase your odds of success. Yes. And we talked about punctuality. We talked about being on time and respecting other people's time and not allowing ourselves to set in the I'm always late mentality or I'm never on time or I always miss my flight. You guys, time is money. We can never get our time back. It's the most valuable thing that we have outside of love and family. So we want to make sure that we're maximizing it, that we're not sabotaging or hurting ourselves. Because if you're somebody that's constantly late, then there's other things that are being in a domino effect. Then you're constantly having to fill up on gas because you're, you know, probably rushing. People are probably irritated with you because you don't value their time. And I do want to say that, though. I said in the beginning, but when you have somebody who values time and you're like, oh, I'm late, or you make people wait, in a little way, they kind of lose respect for you. They may not say it, especially if it's in business. They really sometimes don't take you too serious. Now, one or two times, you know, it may happen. Things happen. People run late. Everybody gets that, right? But if it's a constant thing, why do that to yourself? And why do that to the person that you said that you were going to meet them? You're not honoring your word. You want to make sure. Remember, we talked about in the four agreements, be impeccable with our word. If you say you're going to be there at 3 o'clock and you show up at 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, that person could have been doing something else. That's very disrespectful to other people's time. You might have to pay late fees for that if you're not on time with your flights. You know, there's a whole bunch of ramifications that come. So just do yourself a favor. Use your phone. Set timers. Set reminders. Put the I'll put the address in there so you know how much time it's going to take you to get there, and be on time and honor yourself and your time. And that way you can keep certain relationships. Because if you're doing business with people, or if you have a friend that really values their time, that excuse isn't going to work too much without them feeling disrespected. Like, you don't honor them. And that's basically what you're telling them, is that I don't respect you enough to be on time, even if that's not what you mean to say. Percy says, yes, I agree. The more I keep my goals and promises to myself, that I tend to trust myself more. Absolutely. Vernil says, make sure you make time to return calls. And that's important. Gap 2 hours in the morning between 8 and 10, because that's when people answer the phone and you don't have to stay on the phone. I like that, Vernil. I personally hate morning calls. If anybody calls me in the morning, I do answer the phone, but I really get irritated. I like afternoon calls. So it's just really up to you and what works for your schedule. But if you have clients, asking them when they would like a return call is very helpful. And then setting appointment times. But I tend to do those in the evening and afternoon. I cannot stand morning calls. As you guys know, I do morning motivation. I hate when people call me when I'm on morning motivation, and then anytime after. Don't call me between 8 and 10, but that might work for you and your business. But again, you got to know yourself, right? Hey, Suzette. I'm late also, but I wish to be early next time. And and that's okay. You just have to make whatever you want a priority, because it's your life. You are the creator of your life. Like, God gave you this life, and we're orchestrating it with him to walk in our purpose, to walk in our, you know, in our light. But we create, you know, the things that happen day to day. We create our success and our failures. And if we don't honor ourselves, we don't honor our time, things slip, and months go by, weeks go by, and we haven't actioned anything. We're not closer to our goals. Then we look back 6 months or the past quarter or the past year, and we're in the same place. And to me, that's worse than death. Like, staying in the same place and not continuing to grow, not continuing to be better, not getting closer to your goals and the life you see for yourself. I feel like, ooh, child, I don't want any regrets. Okay. That's just me though. So what matters to you? You have to decide what matters to you. Steph says punctuality is key. People will value your time if you value theirs. I know it can be hard, but it goes a long way. Yes. And I cannot stand, like, I will tell you this, if we are friends and I say, hey, I'm going to meet you somewhere at 8 o'clock, and you don't show up till 9:30, I will never make plans with you ever again. I feel like that's rude and disrespectful, because I could have been doing something else. I don't have friends like that. We normally, you know, I give them 15, you know, sometimes it happens, but I feel like 30 minutes is max, and nobody's ever had me wait 30 minutes. But I feel like if you're a type of person, you know, cause there's like a lot of funny memes and stuff online that laugh at people that are horrible time management people. And I find it very disrespectful personally. So make sure whoever you make in wait, whoever you allow, you know, make sure, but make sure that they don't get irritated with that. But you know, if you miss an appointment at a doctor's office, you can be charged. If you miss a hair appointment, especially if you miss any, these girls in Atlanta, you miss a hair appointment and you're late, they will charge you. So are you going to make your life better, or possibly, not for everybody, some people, hey, but possibly worse? Do you want people to take you serious, or do you want people to think that you're flaky and that you can't be an adult and manage your time well? It's all up to you. And you never know how people perceive things, because everybody won't straight up tell you that I think you're being disrespectful. They just will handle you a certain way the next time, or they won't make plans with you the next time. So how do you want to be perceived? I want to be perceived as an adult that shows up on time, that handles her business, that does what she says that she's going to do. Now, do I accomplish that every time? No. I'm working on getting better at that. And I challenge you all, in any areas of your life that you aren't showing up for yourself, that you aren't respecting your time, respecting your goals, that you honor yourself in that way, and that you honor and respect other people as well. But if I say that I'm going to meet you somewhere and do something, I'm going to do that, or I'm going to tell you why I can't, and we're going to reschedule, and you're going to know ahead of time as well. Let's see, Percy, do you tend to get more done in the morning or the evening? Is there a peak performance period? Not for me. I don't really like doing a whole lot in the mornings. I'm a lot slower in the mornings. I prefer afternoons, but I plan out my day, so I know when I'm doing things, but I tend to like afternoons. I'm very sluggish in the morning. This top is exactly reason why I'm making changes in my life. Absolutely. And another thing, if you're not on time to pick up your kids, like say if you have kids in school, like how the poor kid is going to, you know, I remember being the kid that got picked up last all the time. I hated that, you know, so think about that too. You know, most people that have children pick their kids up on time for the most part. So, but just think about that. Like, would you make your kids wait? If you wouldn't make your kids wait, why would you make your friends wait? If you're going to show up to the doctor's appointment on time, right? Because you have to, or you're going to get charged, or you're going to show up to the hair appointment on time because you're going to get charged. Why not have the same respect for your friends, your family? Now, if it's a social gathering and it's a party, then, you know, you get there when you get there. But I'm talking about appointments. I'm talking about, you know, things that you schedule to make sure that your life is working in the way that it needs to in order to get you where you want to go. Steph says, if I miss a hair appointment for some hairstylist in the Black community, you're doomed. Hello. And they, you know what? And I don't like that. Unless you're trying to pay $15 for every minute late. I know one girl, I wanted to reschedule, and it was the day before because I was running late with traffic. And she was like, well, I'm going to have to charge you the whole thing. So I said, hold on, I'll be there, you know, and I just kind of rushed and I just paid a late fee. But absolutely, especially here in Atlanta, child. But the thing I don't like about this, the reason this bothers me, and we're going to wrap it up, is if my beautician is late, then I should get a discount. It's never a two-way street. It's never a two-way street. But yes, if you don't want to pay extra money or get charged the whole thing out here in the Black community with these beauticians. But I think all those things got put in place because people did not honor time. I think if people would have honored time back in the day, then all these little, you know, charges and this and this and that wouldn't have been put in place. It just goes to show you people don't respect time and they don't respect themselves, in my personal opinion. But what type of life do you want to live? It's all up to you and who you want to become and who you want to be. But I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for joining me on another morning of morning motivation. I hope that you guys took something out of this. Time management is key, and I will be planning out a time management video for you all. I have one on YouTube, but it's a little outdated. There's some things that are still actually really relevant. So if you don't want to wait, go ahead and check that out. But I love you guys so much for watching. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I will catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.